And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
This is a new episode of the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town now. As always, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and it is season 2 on the Slack is Talk podcast. That's right, y'all. Season 2 of the Slack is Talk podcast. I'm back at it again. I'm back in the game. And as always, let's get it in. First off, man, I just want to say it's a blessing, man. Season 2 on the Slack is Talk podcast, it's a blessing, man. I want to thank all my fans, man. I want to thank everybody that supported me from day one, from season one, from the start of the Slack is Talk podcast. I want to thank everybody when the Slack is Talk podcast was just an idea. I want to thank everybody when I came up, when I first came up with the concept. I want to thank everybody that was there that, you know, saw me, you know, put in work or putting this whole concept together. I just want to thank everybody for supporting me, man. Like, season 2 is here. Let's go. It's been a long break. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I've been away a long time. You know what I'm saying? When it's something that you enjoy doing and you take some time off, or there's a gap in between appearances, there's always this feeling that you've been gone for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of had that feeling. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take the word kind of out of it. You know what I'm saying? I did have that feeling. You know what I'm saying? This is me right here. You know, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? I love interacting with my people. This is something I enjoy. This is something I look forward to, man. And again, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say, man, back in the game. And we have so much to talk about. You know, so much, so many changes. So many things have happened that we missed out on since we've been away from each other. And before I get started, just to give you guys a preview of what to expect on season 2, I've been upgraded, man. You know what I'm saying? Things are on the up, man. You know, expect a couple of upgrades. I will be interviewing people here on the Slack is Talk. I'll be having special guests. I'm going to introduce some new segments to you guys. Just overall, like, a couple of changes. You know what I'm saying? You got to move up with the times. You know what I'm saying? As the world moves up, you got to move up. Even with all the expected upgrades and changes and stuff like that, some things still remain the same. Of course, you know, same email address. I want y'all to email me your mailbag questions when I have the mailbag shows. I'm still going to be doing the versus battle. I'm still going to be doing the old segments along with the new ones that I'll announce later on. And we're just going to rock out, man. We're going to continue where we left off at. Now, you know me. Anybody that know me know I like to start off things on a positive note. You know, even though we got so much to talk about, I'm going to start off season 2 on a positive note. Now, for those of y'all that know me, y'all know that I'm about the kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm for the kids, man. That's my passion. That's my vision. The kids of the future. If you're one of the people that's listening that also heard all of season 1, you know that I have a basketball team. I'm a head coach and owner of the AAU team called Dream Elite. And on Saturday, this past Saturday, we won our second championship. You know what I'm saying? We won our second championship. Congratulations is in order, man. You know what I'm saying? I say it all the time, and I say it again. I got the best basketball team in the world, man. You know what I'm saying? It's truly been a blessing. It's truly been an honor to coach these kids. You know, basketball is my passion. I love playing the game. I always wanted to be around the game in some kind of capacity, you know, if I wasn't playing. And I got to take the time to give my son, Jason, a shout out, because he was the one that put this together. You know, I got to give credit where credit is due. He was the one that, you know, talked me into it. He was the one that made the push. He was the one that got the players involved and told me that a couple of kids wanted me, you know, wanted to play for me and everything. And he was the one that put this together. You know, I couldn't do this without him. So I definitely want to give you a shout out, LJ. Better yet, now known as Jason, because he's going to be 16. So, you know what I mean? They want to be called by their real name now. You know what I'm saying? That's just how the game go now. But I've been coaching now ever since November of 2020. And this is our second championship. You know, the team I got is a good group of kids. It's a great group of kids, man. They passionate. You know, they love the game. You know, they love each other. They fight for each other. They play hard. And I couldn't ask for no more, man. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't ask for no more. We are now two-time champions. And it's not going to get any easier. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get harder. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure y'all boys know it's going to get harder from here on out. People are going to begin to take notice. Me personally, I already have begun to think that people have started to take notice. You know, that's me, because I'm the head coach and I'm always thinking of ahead of the game. And when you're on top, people are looking to do nothing but try to knock you down. They want to step on the throne. You know what I'm saying? So I advise all my team, my whole team, don't let up. Stay working hard. I'm going to make sure of that anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be summertime. So we're going to step up our practices. We're going to practice more. We're going to practice harder. We're going to hang out more. We're going to get to know each other. We go build more chemistry. And we go do all that good stuff. I want to take a quick break here on the Slackers Talk podcast, season 2. You know what I mean? You know I had to throw that in there. I want to take a quick break. And when I come back, I want to shout out everybody on my roster. I want to give a shout out to everybody, every player that has ever played for Dream Elite. And also, I want to go over some of the highlights and some of the things that took place over the weekend. Stay tuned. It's the Slackers Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slackers Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Live Network. The Vision Live Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlivenetwork.com. Go to the Slackers Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live.
Let's get it in. Welcome to the Slackers Talk podcast.
And welcome back to the Slackers Talk podcast, aka the Talk of the Town now, where we are celebrating the premiere of season 2. And we're also celebrating my AAU team, Dream Elite, has won its second championship over the weekend. And we are now the two-time champs. We won our second championship. And we will be looking for our third championship before we head to Nationals in July. Now, before the break, I said that I wanted to shout out my roster. And I want to do that so I won't catch flack when we go back to practice or before we go to our next tournament. I don't want none of my players to be saying, Oh, you didn't mention me on the podcast, man. You didn't give me a shout out. So I wanted to make sure everybody on the roster, everybody on the team had a piece of this episode. And that's the way it should be, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a special bond with all my players. I want to start off with my man, Matthew, man. All I can say, man, I love coaching you, man. Very coachable, great teammate, very fast. And all I got to say, man, if somebody sleep, Matt would take the ball coast to coast in a minute. Sleep if you want to. You end up on the highlight. Next, my man Vaughn. Same as Matt, man. Love coaching you. Fast off the dribble. Attack. Always in attack mode. Jumping out the gym. Pleasure to have you, man. Next up, my man Tyler. Silky smooth game, man. Silky smooth shooter, man. Finesse. I love the release. Great height. Always stay poised, man. Always stay poised. Next up, my man Justice, man. Pleasure to have you. You know, you kind of new to the team. Love having you, man. Like, always around the glass, man. Always around the glass. Always in good position. Could hit the open shot, make all the passes. Very coachable. Good to have around the team. Good at getting people in position. This is a player's coach, man. Love having you, Just. Next up is Jason, who is also my son. And as I said earlier in the show, man, like, he's the one that put this team together. But besides that, smooth jump shot. Love the release. Great leader, man. Great leader. Great teammate. Great motivator. And all I can say, man, is your leadership, man. You know, we need that. You know what I'm saying? We need that. When times get rough, you the voice in there, man. You know, you that voice. And I appreciate that. TJ, I love the handle, man. I love the handle. Great, great leadership. Great feel for the game. It's been a pleasure coaching you, man. I look forward to you becoming the coach on the basketball court. I look forward to you becoming an extension of me on the basketball court. Definitely. My boy Red been with me for a minute, man. The ultimate hustler, man. Red, you the ultimate hustler, man. Slasher. Motor, just keep moving, man. Top-notch shape, man. Just keep going. Full speed. Full speed ahead, man. Lockdown defender. I can't say enough, man. I love that. I love that energy you bring to the game. I love that passion, man. I love it, man. Just keep going. We'll keep grinding. And we're going to keep that motor going, man. We'll keep moving. We're going to get that third championship. Love it, Red. Next up, Jude. Another one of my shooters, man. Smooth release. Nice range on the release. Nice range on the shot. Nice touch. Good around the basket. Love the game, man. You know, I've known you for a while now, and I watch you grow, man. You know, I love the jump shot, man. I love the aggressiveness, man. Keep playing, man. Keep grinding. Love it. Jeremiah, my man, another one of my shooters, man. If you haven't noticed yet, that's the theme, man. Mess with Dream Elite. I got some snipers, man. I got some shooters, man. We all shooters over here, baby. You know what I'm saying? I was a shooter. You know what I mean? So it's only right that I have him on my team. But Jeremiah, good release. Very quick, man. Very athletic. Sneaky hops. Sneaky hops as well. You know what I'm saying? But overall, love the shooting, man. Love the game. We'll put in that work, man. We go put in that work. Andrew, that's my enforcer, man. That's my bully, man. Great around the basket. Great finisher. Great back to the basket moves. Just the overall beast, man. Love the game, man. You stay at it. Stay focused. Nothing can stand in your way, brother. Nothing at all, man. I believe in you, man. Nothing can stand in your way at all, man. Complete monster. Good player to be around, man. Very coachable, man. I appreciate that, man. And last, but definitely not least, my man Gabe. Yeah, you guessed it. Another shooter, man. great shot, but even better shot selection. I love your poise. I love your knowledge of the game, especially pertaining to how to get open. I love your passing ability. I feel your passing ability is very underrated. And I want to thank you for finding me and giving me the opportunity to coach you, man. That was big. You know what I'm saying? Me being the first time head coach and kind of new to this, that let me know that I'm doing something right. You know what I'm saying? When players come to you and want to be coached by you, you know what I'm saying? That's a blessing. So I want to thank you for that, man. And I look forward to seeing the damage that we could do to other teams moving forward. And that's my roster. That completes my roster. I have a couple of other people that play with us from time to time. I have a cat. I have a player named Nate. I love his game as well. Great all-around player, man. Could shoot, bring the ball up the court, do a rebound, do a little bit of everything. You know, I love an all-around game. You know what I'm saying? My favorite player, other than Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, you know, who started the all-around game. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about all-around, you think Scottie. But I don't remember everybody that has that's played with us, you know, periodically, like, you know, fill-ins and stuff like that. I can't name them all, but all I can say is if you ever played with us and I left you out, I apologize to you. It's not on purpose. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that you bring to the Dream Elite brand. You know what I'm saying? And I look forward to y'all, you know, being at the practices and being able to play with us whenever you can. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to shout y'all out too. And that completes my roster. And I encourage everybody, you know, everybody to follow us on Instagram. Follow us at Dream Elite Basketball. And if you want to ever see any of my players, if you want to see their highlights, you want to see, you know, what they look like, we encourage that. You know what I'm saying? We want you to know who we are. You know, we don't hide. We're not trying to sneak up on you. You know, we coming straight at you. You know? It's not about that. You know what I mean? We want to be known. We don't want nobody to think that we snuck on them. We want you to know that we came straight at you and we did it straight up. You know, that's the kind of coach I am. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, I have the best team in the world. And you should follow us on Instagram to see why.
It's going down with the Vision Live Network, the number one network in the game. The Vision is live.
And welcome back to the Slackers Talk Podcast, Season 2. And in closing out today's show, I want to end it by sending out a positive message from the game on Saturday night. I want to end the show with a positive message that we could take out of the ending of the championship game over the weekend. And our team, Dream Elite, was down 16 points in the first half. We was down 16 points. Things were looking real bad. We were down 16. The other team was bigger than we were. We were missing a lot of players as a lot of players were out of town over the weekend. So we didn't have our whole team. The team that we were playing against were most likely together, playing together longer. They had been together longer. As I mentioned before, you know, we just got together in November. So we relatively still new. And everything was in the other team's favor. Everything. We came out flat. We couldn't get no momentum going. The shots for the other team was flowing. They were getting the rebounds. They were getting extra opportunities. And it just seemed like nothing could go our way. And we ended up battling back and winning that game 55-50. So that's a big turnaround from being down 16 to come back and actually win the game by five. That's a big turnaround. And the message that I want to send out of that is, you don't give up. You do not give up. Under any circumstances, you do not give up. It is never over until it's over. Anything can happen. Things could change. Things could start going your way. Don't get discouraged. Keep your head up. Keep playing. Keep battling. Keep fighting. And things will turn around. You know, we live in proof of that. We live in proof of that. You know, it doesn't matter if you're down 16, 21. It could be done. You know, it could be done. And the fact that my boys didn't back down from a challenge, they didn't get discouraged. They kept battling despite everything going the other team's way. That's what it's about. That's what it's all about, man. That's what makes me the coach that I am. You know, I'm proud of that. You know, that's what I'm most proud of. I'm more proud of that than the actual outcome of the score. That's the way I played the game. That's what I believe in. And it's an honor to have a team that plays the game the same way that you do. I think that's what coaches love the most. They love to have players that play the game and see the game the same way they do or the same way they did, you know? You know, you see yourself, you see a team as an extension of you, and that's how it should be. The second thing that I want to go over before I close out, anybody, you know, any adult out there that has some free time and you have the resources to maybe start a basketball team or maybe even a league, I encourage you to do so. I definitely encourage you to do so. Like, let me tell you why. Even if you can get a team and have somebody else coach it, I definitely encourage that. And the reason being is nothing like watching a group of kids do what they love to do. It's nothing like it, man. You know, it gives them something to do. It keeps them off the street. It gives them something positive to look forward to. And it's just a good feeling, man. Win or lose, like, you're doing something positive, man. You know, my dream is not just to be a head coach, but it's to start careers, man. It's to start a brand. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I'm headed in that direction. So, like, anybody that's interested in becoming a head coach, anybody that's interested in starting a franchise and you have the resources to do it, I definitely encourage you to do it. Once you start and you see the kids' reaction and you see them having fun doing what they love doing, it's going to make you a better person. It's going to make you feel better about yourself. It's going to make you feel better about, you know, what you got going on in life. And it's also going to give you something to look forward to. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely encourage that. I'm going to end this show by saying Dream Elite is the best team in the world. We're going to win. I don't even want to put a number on it. We're going to keep winning championships and keep winning championships. We're going to take over the whole state of South Carolina. That's just the kind of coach I am. Follow us on Instagram. And you already know what it is. Dream Elite to the day I die. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. This is season 2, and we'll talk more later on in the week.
You're listening to the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.